get this going on.
Got that working in a coal mine, going down, down, down.
Welcome back to the show. It's Evan Bray. Great to have you here. Now, if you remember, think back to January of this year, the provincial government made an announcement. In fact, Brian Zinchuk, who is on our program regularly, was, I think, the one who got this announcement first and sent us the information that the province had made the decision that they were going to continue to use coal. In fact, they were going to expand the use of coal in the province past this 2029, 2030 timeline that has been laid out as an expectation to move away from coal as an energy source, as a power generator. At the time, we had Saskatchewan's Minister of Crown Investments, Jeremy Harrison, on the show for a chat. And I asked him if there was some kind of a timeline that he could give out, some sort of a cost estimate that would help us understand why this decision was made.
Yeah, I mean, the short answer on timeline is that we need to replace our coal generation megawatt for megawatt with new build nuclear. That is really kind of the time frame. So there are, you know, a number of X's in the equation on that time frame, because we're going through, you know, on the SMR project, the first one is being built in Darlington right now by OPG. So, you know, I would love to see nuclear deployed as quickly as we can, but the reality with nuclear is that this is a process that takes, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. But we're working through that, and as quick as we can get there, we will. On the financial part, obviously, we've done, you know, work on this, and I would say, you know, there are a number of different intangibles and all of that, but and I would preface even this by saying that the reason we have made this decision really is predicated on energy security and reliability. But likely the capital cost for refurbishment will be like less than half of what it would be for new build gas to replace it with. So, you know, I think there's a very clear case on the affordability front as well. But really, we made this decision based on the energy security and reliability imperatives for our grid.
That was Minister Jeremy Harrison on this program back in June. So Saskatchewan's decision to extend the life of its coal-fired power plants well past the federally mandated 2029 phase-out has inspired a group of people from our province in Manitoba to stand up against it in court. So basically what has happened, Saskatchewan Environmental Society, Citizens for Public Justice, and several individual residents from Saskatchewan and Manitoba have taken the government to court, arguing that the coal decision is unlawful, harmful to public health, and incompatible with Canada's climate commitments. And joining us today on the program is a board member from the Saskatchewan Environmental Society, Peter Preble. Peter, thanks for coming back to the program.
No, it's my pleasure, Evan.
So maybe let's just start at the beginning. Can you explain the legal challenge that you have taken forward? This actually just happened last Monday. What is this challenge? What is it about? Why do you feel the need to do this?
Well, we feel the need to do this, first of all, because coal is the dirtiest form of electricity generation. You know, it's a source of mercury pollution, smog, acid rain, and it's the biggest contributor on a worldwide basis to greenhouse gas pollution that's causing climate change. So there's a lot of reasons why the government of Canada committed to phasing out coal by 2030. That was a commitment that was made at the international level, and federal regulations were passed back in 2016 to ensure that by 2030 all conventional coal-fired power stations in Canada would be phased out. The exception is clean coal units like the one that we have at Boundary Dam, which would not be impacted by the federal decision. But all other conventional coal-fired power stations in Canada were to be closed down. Every province is complying except Saskatchewan. Alberta finished phasing out its coal-fired power stations in 2024. Ontario finished the job a decade ago. Nova Scotia is committed to doing it by 2030, and every other province is complying. So Saskatchewan is the only province that is planning to break federal law by not phasing out coal by 2030. So we think that's an unreasonable decision. It's also not a decision that SaskPower was planning to make. SaskPower, I've attended all the public consultations that SaskPower held about the future of electricity generation in the province, And it was very clear from those consultations, which spanned 2 years, that SaskPower was never planning to violate federal law. So this is a decision that has been made by Cabinet. They are directing SaskPower to proceed with refurbishing Saskatchewan's coal-fired power plants and keeping them running in violation of federal law. We think the rule of law is very important to uphold in Canada. And to be clear, the law isn't being broken right now. It will be broken as of January 1st, 2030. But the provincial government is investing almost $1 billion in refurbishing these coal-fired power plants. And it seems to us that that's inappropriate, given that federal law is going to be very clearly violated. It's also going to be a violation of Canada's commitments to the United Nations in terms of the Paris Agreement, the commitment that Canada has made to reduce greenhouse gas emissions at least 40% compared to where they were in 2005 by the year 2030. So Saskatchewan is undermining the ability of Canadians to meet their commitment under the Paris Agreement. And Saskatchewan is setting a really bad example for the rest of the world, because the International Energy Agency, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the United Nations are all asking every government in the world, every industrialized government, every industrialized country to phase out its coal-fired power plants by 2030. And it's asking every developing country to do it by 2040 to avoid really catastrophic impacts from climate change. And, you know, Saskatchewan is setting a really bad example by planning to run its coal-fired power plants well into the 2040s.
Peter Preble. I'm just going to jump in.
Of course.
Remind people who we're listening to. Peter Preble is my guest, Saskatchewan Environmental Society board member. So, Peter, on this topic, and we've talked about this in a variety of ways over the last few months, there's kind of a few prongs that come from it. One is the climate part of it that you're talking about. One is, and this is what Minister Harrison was talking about, energy security and reliability. And then others, it comes down to a financial. What the minister said back in June was, if we were to transition to natural gas, for example, prior to this final stop at nuclear, there's a cost to that, and it would be much higher than if we just extend the life of these coal-generated plants that we have. So when you look at it, I know you're talking a lot about the climate side of it. Do you see either of those other arguments as reasons to justify why the government did this?
No, we don't. And there's lots of other good alternatives that are very cost-effective. Bear in mind that what the province is planning to do is replace coal-fired power generation with nuclear power. And that's extraordinarily expensive. Each one of these reactors is costs about $5 billion for only 300 megawatts of electricity. We'd have to build five of them in order to replace our coal-fired power stations. That would be a $25 billion ticket. So it's true that it's only $1 billion to retrofit the plants, the coal plants, but it's extraordinarily expensive to replace them with nuclear power. And it seems to us that a much more logical way to go would be to invest in cost-effective forms of electricity generation. For instance, cogeneration of electricity at our industrial facilities, much more cost-effective. Big investments in electricity efficiency and electricity conservation. Big investments in wind power and solar power, which could be rolled out a lot more than they are now. Worldwide, solar power is the fastest growing source of electricity generation in the world, and we're not investing in it in a significant way in Saskatchewan. So we've got lots of other attractive options, energy storage systems, battery storage. I mean, these are the things that the world is investing in. And it's striking that Saskatchewan is not putting significant resources mm-hmm. into those options, with the exception of wind power. We are investing in wind power to the credit of the provincial government. But all these other options that I'm discussing are not receiving significant investment at this point in time. So there are good alternatives that are cost effective. And I mean, climate change is an emergency. The Supreme Court of Canada back in 2021 ruled that climate change is a grave threat to the future of human civilization. And we're not taking it seriously here in Saskatchewan. The government's doing very little to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
So, Peter, can I just jump in? So your point about cost, I mean, there's no doubt there's a huge cost to nuclear. And I think what The province has said, at least this government's focus is nuclear will replace and take over as the way we generate power in the future. To get us there, we don't see the need to build out a whole new natural gas structure when we've got coal in place and it's the most cost-effective way to get there. And I heard what you just said. But what about the whole energy security and reliability? We know, for example, we've had to provide power to Alberta in the middle of winter when they've had some challenges. Does that play into this?
Well, no. I think the way to improve reliability is to have better connections with other provinces. For instance, we've only got a 150 megawatt connection with Alberta, and we have a 5,500 megawatt grid right now. Our connection with Manitoba is only 425 megawatts. We do well to increase our transmission connection with both our neighboring provinces, and the federal government is prepared to help with investments in that regard. So I think we should take them up on it and improve our transmission connections with both provinces as a way of providing energy security for ourselves and our neighbors.
Peter Preble is my guest, Saskatchewan Environmental Society board member. I've only got about a minute left, Peter, but what would success look like? If you succeed in the courts through this, what will happen?
Well, we're asking, first of all, for a judicial review of the decision. In other words, is this a reasonable decision that's being taken? Because this is not the direction that SaskPower was planning to go. And secondly, we're asking the courts to examine whether this is a legal decision, because we believe it's not. So we're asking for a judicial review. And secondly, we're asking for an interim halt to the ability of the provincial government to refurbish its coal-fired power stations and spend a lot of public money on doing that until the court has had a chance to assess whether this is a legal decision or not. So we're hoping for both an interim stay on the decision and a judicial review of the government's decision.
Peter, I appreciate you giving us some time today. We'll stay on top of this and follow it as it unfolds in the months ahead.
Thanks so much, Evan.
Peter Preble, a board member with the Saskatchewan Environmental Society, one of a few groups and citizens that have come together to take the provincial government to court, given the fact that they made this coal decision, basically the decision to extend the life of coal-fired power plants in the province past the federally mandated phase-out in 2029. And as a result, they're saying it's unlawful, it's harmful to public health, and they are asking for, as you just heard, a judicial review. We will follow this along through the process. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.